Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 5th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Community Supported Agriculture, or CSA, is a way for farmers to get paid up front and for consumers to get in-season produce. But some farmers are changing the model to appeal to today's consumer preferences.
We're transitioning to a generation of convenience, of preference.
We'll hear about the evolution of CSAs after the news. Many Native Americans face health challenges when moving from reservations to urban areas. There are efforts to look for solutions and ways to build connections between healthcare providers and Native populations. KMUW's Roger Nomer reports.
A summit in Wichita brought together tribal leaders and health officials. Tribal leaders say decreases in federal funding have created a healthcare crisis. Native Americans can also have mistrust for health providers who aren't familiar with their culture. Organizer Chantal Nez Dominguez says part of the solution is listening to Native voices.
So I think when we talk about our community here in Kansas, Native people are often left out of that conversation. We're never invited to the table.
Some healthcare providers are working to incorporate Native traditions, like prayers, into the healthcare system to bridge the gap. For KMUW News, I'm Roger Nomer.
The architecture firm Schaefer, Skirmer, and Elfin designed Wichita's brutalist downtown library in 1962. The firm is now known as Schaefer Architecture, and it may have a hand in the former library building's next chapter as well. A screening committee is recommending the firm to redesign the building into an event space for weddings, banquets, and meetings. The project is also supposed to address accessibility, asbestos, and HVAC issues. The Wichita City Council will vote today on a plan to award a nearly $160,000 design contract to Schaefer. $2 million has been budgeted for the overall project. The Wichita City Council will also consider a plan today to install a baby box at an East Wichita fire station. The boxes are secure, climate-controlled containers where people can legally and anonymously surrender custody of a newborn. In Kansas, parents have until a child is 2 months old to surrender the baby safely without legal consequences. The Safe Haven baby boxes are produced by an Indiana-based nonprofit. Ascension Medical Group hopes to install one at a fire station at Kellogg and Edgemoor. Kansas farmers are bracing for a tough season as drought intensifies across the western part of the state. As Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service reports, the region's farmers have fewer resources to mitigate losses.
Governor Laura Kelly acknowledged half of the state is already experiencing severe drought, while counties in the north and southwest are at emergency levels. But droughts are becoming more harmful in western Kansas due to declines in the Ogallala Aquifer. Jordan Bell with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension says because of the lack of irrigation, economic disasters that producers face today are greater than the economic losses and hardships of 15 years ago.
Producers no longer have the irrigation capacity to make up for the water losses.
Bell also warned that water demands are increasing because of the region's high evaporation rates from strong winds and warm temperatures. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
A commission in Kansas is trying to decide whether to drop Blue Cross Blue Shield from the state employee health insurance plan, which would leave workers with Aetna as the only option. Zach Boblett of the Kansas News Service reports.
More than 80% of state workers are currently enrolled in Blue Cross Blue Shield, but dropping Blue Cross could save the state roughly $240 million over 3 years. State data shows Aetna's healthcare provider network is strongest in the Kansas City metro. Aetna's coverage is less robust in rural parts of Kansas, where Blue Cross providers have a stronger presence. Christy Kane with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment says she's concerned about the potential change to an Aetna-only plan.
We have so many employees who are on Blue Cross and have used Blue Cross for all of time.
Commissioners did discuss an option to choose Aetna, but put monetary penalties in place if the company does not improve its provider network by the open enrollment deadline in October. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Box turtles have emerged from their dens for the warm season. Harvest Public Media's Celia Yopis-Jepson reports on how to help them survive another year.
Studies suggest ornate box turtles could be in trouble. They live in grasslands, a habitat that is giving way to suburbs and crops. Climate change is bringing armadillos north, a predator of their eggs, and they get hit by cars. Washburn University professor Benjamin Reed studies box turtles. He says we can't solve all these problems easily, but one thing people can do is leave the turtles in the wild.
What I'm trying to convince people to do is maybe enjoy these turtles out in the wild and not take them home as pets.
Also, if you're able to help a turtle cross the road without putting yourself in danger, he says, take it to the side of the road where it was headed. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
A former detention deputy in western Kansas has been arrested after allegedly conspiring with inmates to kill an inmate at a different facility. A statement from the Trigo County Attorney's Office says the man was arrested on conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. The attorney says the detention deputy has been fired over the incident. The deputy had been employed by Trigo County since October. The former deputy is being held in Sherman County as he awaits a bond hearing. Kansas State University will host a STEM workshop for middle and high school students this summer. The Grow Excite Pre-College Workshop is June 3rd through the 5th on the K-State campus in Manhattan. It's designed to give students a taste of campus life while they engage in activities related to science, technology, engineering, and math. Registration for the program closes Sunday. Registration includes a two-night stay on campus, meals, and materials needed to participate. Financial need-based scholarships are available for students who qualify. More information is at k-state.edu. We'll be back after this.
Familiar with qualified charitable distributions? If you are 70 and a half years or older, this is an easy, tax-wise way to support KMUW's community-based journalism using your IRA. With a qualified charitable distribution, or QCD, you can use IRA savings you may no longer need to make an immediate impact. Also, if you are 73 years old or older, your QCD can count towards your required minimum distribution, or RMD. Please speak with your retirement plan advisor to see if a QCD may be an option to support KMUW.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Community Supported Agriculture, or CSA, boxes first gained popularity in the 1990s. They're a way for people to support their local farmers by paying upfront for produce that's delivered throughout the summer. But today's food system caters to both convenience and choice. As Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwin reports, that's put pressure on CSA farmers to offer people more buying options.
Patty Grimmer ticks off the trays of seedlings in one of the greenhouses on her farm in southern Wisconsin.
Yeah, so we got peppers, we've got some lettuce mix that's going to be transplanted on our field, our tomatoes.
All of this produce will go to regional farmers markets, restaurants, and customers who signed up for a community-supported agriculture, or CSA, share. In most CSAs, members pay several hundred dollars at the start of the year and receive a weekly box of produce throughout the spring and summer. But Grimmer lets her members sign up for shorter time frames, as little as 1 month, and they can opt to pay as they go instead of all at once. Some old-school farmers may say that's not CSA, but Grimmer sees it as a needed evolution to the original model.
We're transitioning to a generation of convenience, of preference. You know, you can get your groceries delivered to you in a matter of hours while you sit on your couch and pick what you want to pick.
She's a part of a growing number of CSA farmers who are offering more flexibility to their members to keep up with consumer preferences. Sadie Willis is with Fair Share CSA Coalition, which serves farms throughout the Midwest. She says producers who are offering more flexibility still see themselves as supported by their community of customers.
Even if those customers are saying, hey, I want to pick up my box at my local brewery instead of having to drive over to your farm to get it, or I don't like kohlrabi, can you give me more spinach instead? So like some of those components have come into play over time where consumers are being a little bit more choosy.
She says farms can use a number of online platforms to let CSA members swap out items in their weekly box. Producers can also shift to a credit system where customers load an online card at the start of the season and choose whether to buy something each week. But these customer conveniences move the model away from what it was meant to do for farms. John Hendrickson is a farm viability specialist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Back in the early 90s, he helped organize some of the first CSA memberships at farms in the Madison area. Hendrickson says traditionally, CSA was about people taking on the risk with farmers. But that doesn't work for every consumer.
You know, if the farm had a bad year and there were not as many tomatoes, then people got less tomatoes. You know, most consumers are not in a position to roll the dice on in terms of their food budget. And so that has really kind of fallen by the wayside.
He says CSA has always required more customer service than selling in bulk or at a market stand. Letting consumers customize their weekly box could create even more administrative work for a farmer who would rather be in their field. It's why some farmers, like Liz Graysneck in central Missouri, are taking a more conservative approach to customer flexibility. She lets her members pay in installments instead of upfront, but they don't have the option of canceling mid-season. Customers can tweak their weekly box when the farm has an abundance of a certain vegetable, but Graysneck says she's not interested in becoming a subscription service.
That does not fit what CSA is. You know, for me, CSA embodies eating seasonally, supporting the farm that is feeding you, and I'm not Amazon, you know?
She thinks farmers have to find the right balance between serving new kinds of customers and staying true to the whole point of community-supported farming. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including KMUW. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. A First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.